Welcome back to Off the Bench, wherever you're listening, right around Australia for the Storm. For the Smooth, Barista Made. I'm thinking about the Melbourne Storm, which is coming in a moment. Coffee from a cafe available 24/7 for Tyre Power. Best buys on big brand sale is on now. This is Off the Bench, right around Australia. Now it's time, Pixie, for
Off the Record.
Google search what David Erner warns.
If the AFL, I tell you what, that would set the cat among the crow's pigeons.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop, fellow Aussie Thanasi. Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, sure, young Sammy.
Sam.
How old, Sammy?
49.
There you go.
You're 49.
Yeah.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Standing in the fact that grand finals don't come around every year.
So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. See your room change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today.
It sure is. The Choices Flooring What's Your Lifestyle sale is now on. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today. Well, under Andy and the team, the business is absolutely humming and all the franchises and members around the country doing great things in their communities at choicesflooring.com.au with some fantastic tech picks. When you hear the opener every week, because you spend a lot of time in the edit suite personally crafting those edits, what's the one that your smile comes across the face most on the opener?
Oh, I find them all funny. There's not one in particular, no.
I'm a David Erner Warns man.
Oh, that one there is the obvious one, but... Now, there are a couple of other little zingers in there I like. David Erner. Everyone knows what David. I can Google search what David Erner wants. That's as good as it gets. Let's be perfectly honest. Apparently, Gary March is also never misses a towel on cup, so he'll be no doubt in our area.
He will. Now, picks.
Former Tigers president.
The floor picks is yours.
Okay. Well, Naomi Osaka won the Australian Open, obviously, last weekend. In her speech, she asked her opponent if she prefers Jenny or Jennifer. Clearly, she didn't listen to the answer.
Firstly, I want to... Do you like to be called Jenny or Jennifer?
Jenny.
Okay. Firstly, I want to congrat Jennifer.
No, she said she wanted to be called Jenny. Pete Mitchell gave us one of our old favourites during the week.
The study is looking at whether a nasal spray developed in Ireland...
Ireland. Which gives us a chance to play a few of the others.
Oh.
Scott Pendlebury has defended the International Rules Series despite suffering a finger injury in Australia's win over Ireland.
St. Paddy's Day has been celebrated all over the world in honour of the patron saint of Ireland.
Neither side wants to see a return to a hard border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Well, I think it's in the eye of the beholder how you pronounce it.
No, it's how the Irish pronounce it that, but we don't. Now, Timmy Watson, he features heavily this week, actually. Gets confused with the name of the CEO of Tennis Australia here.
Unbelievable. Steve Tiley actually said that his job was to protect the event. He said they are genuine, the threats.
And his brother Craig also had a fair bit to do with it.
Sorry, Steve Tiley. Why did I say Steve Tiley?
And for this one, I reckon he could have just...
Professional golfer, Steve Tiley.
Yeah, he should have just stuck with clay court.
I wonder if anyone out there has a clay court or an entrecart court still here in Australia somewhere.
That an entrecart?
Well, we could play the...
entret. How are you going this morning? Entrecart.
What is it? Entre?
And Steve Tyler.
Is it not an entre?
Entre. You said entro.
No, I didn't. I said entrecart.
Okay.
Yeah, I said entrecart court.
Yeah, we're feeling for him at this stage, especially when Gary left him hanging out when he was trying to belt out a Lionel Richie classic.
So they had no time to think about it, and they said, Jesus, let's get Lionel up to sing one of his best songs. Had the joint pumping and humming.
Hello. Hello.
What?
What's the rest?
Was it dancing on the ceiling, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's Hello. There was one of his hit songs was Hello.
Was it?
Hello.
No,
Hello.
You just mucked
Hello, can somebody help me?
You just mucked up the whole thing.
Hello.
We could have thrown in a little bit of National Tales.
Yep.
Hello. You got something?
I was just saying, before you move off that, he said Steve Tiley, right?
Yeah, Steve Tiley.
Was that the first ever instance of a person being picked up and mistaking the person he's being picked up for? Did Gary think that Tim said Steve Tyler, who's the lead singer of Aerosmith, as opposed to Steve Tiley, the English golfer?
Not initially he didn't, but he made a little bit of a blue at the end himself, Gary.
We'll hear the second grab again if we can, Zipper, which is the one where Gary corrects him.
Unbelievable. Steve Tiley actually said that his job was to protect the event. He said they are genuinely threats.
And his brother Craig also had a fair bit to do with it.
Sorry, Steve Tiley. Why did I say Steve Tiley?
The second one.
I wonder if anyone out there has a clay court or an entrecar court still here in Australia somewhere that we could play the
entret. How are you going this morning? Entret car.
What is it? Entre?
And Steve Tiley.
Is it not an entre?
You did say Steve Tiley. Yeah, it's good pickup. Yeah. Right, we got there in the end. Speaking of leaving someone hanging, the pipe wasn't in the mood for gags this week.
He did say Steve Talbot. Sorry.
Anyway. The pipe clearly wasn't in the mood for gags. This caller tried to crack a little gag here and went, pipe wasn't interested.
Who would you rather play at full forward for you, Mitch Lewis or Tim O'Brien? Peely?
Oh, I reckon I'd rather Mitch Lewis, just purely because Jordan Lewis, Sam Mitchell sort of must be a good player.
Yeah, Mitch Lewis at the moment looks like he's the preferred option.
No, good try, caller, but Pipe said, I'm not having any of it. I'm having none of it.
Just the 3-second pause is his weapon of mass destruction.
It is. It's brutal, too. You get that three. What? Okay, we love the Hawk, Doug Hawkins.
Yep.
Yesterday I was on with Gary and Tim, and we found this little nugget.
Which player is going to be a surprise top five finisher in the best and fairest for the Bulldogs?
I reckon Patrick Limpstink.
Yep, or Lipinski.
Lipinski,
yeah. Lipinski, that's the one, Lipinski.
Not lipstick, it's Lipinski.
And then Dougie, who was such a brilliant, quick-thinking footballer, he's struggling to do two things at once here during this chat.
You know, he plays half-forward, can play wing. He's a very, I'm just about to jump in the bus, but he's a player who can... Jump in the front, brother. Dougie, jump in the front. Thanks, mate. I'm actually on air,
brother. I loved it.
It was so entertaining.
He's good. I mean, they should get Dougie on more.
Yeah,
I'll get him on once a week. Right, anyway, Jared Healy. Oh, he's got his letters and alphabets mixed up here on Sports Day.
Matt Carroll is the CEO. He again joins us, the CEO of the AOC. Lots of alphabets there.
Okay. But when we start talking like that with Gerard, old Joeldo, I can't help but go back to the good old days of this one.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-S-P-C-E-T.
I love that one. Looking forward to Gerard getting on board, calling a bit of footy. It should be good.
Part of AFL Nation.
Him and Louie on a Friday night. It'll be a good team with Hutto and Gerard. Two Jareds.
Yes.
Hutto and Louis. Right. NBL Cup's been a huge success. Huge success. And Gazy gave us some commentary gold on Thursday night.
He's going to have his Isaac Hunt. Ooh! And Jack White, his second leading block shotter in the competition, shows what he does best.
Second leading block shotter. Right. Bang.
He's been great.
I love you. You know, Miles Fitz is going really well. Or is he Feisner?
Fitz Magic.
I call him Fitzy. Anyway, he's been going well. This is him featuring. I listened to this last Sunday. I thought, he's got one home here. He's pretty happy with himself, but have a listen.
Lid Storm Thief! Lid Storm Thief! Get up off the canvas, Storm Thief! Yes! You beauty!
Well done, well done. Play that music.
Get up.
Wait for
I can't press the buttons.
Wait for it.
I can't press the button. On you, Gary. Wait Gary tipped that as well. Well done.
Penny's dropped.
Hang on. Anyway, that was for Gary. Anyway, he tipped the four.
Were they the same colours? Oh, they're the same green.
Oh, boy. Nothing worse than playing the music for yourself. You've cheered on the wrong damn horse. Oh, come on, Miles. Right, this is Tassie reporter Brent Costello joining Sports Day last night. Or was it last night? Was it yesterday? Was it during the morning? I got no idea. This is what he had to say about it. He just guessed.
He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Brent.
Morning. Oh, good afternoon. Good evening, boys. How are you going?
We're going pretty well.
Morning, afternoon, evening. Is that a big Friday?
How am I going?
Yeah, he's not quite sure what time it is there. We're excited last week about the Melbourne Storm's new captain, or one of them in particular.
Yep.
Because we thought this might happen again.
We're on high alert for this.
But the Storms have named Jesse Bromwich and Dale Finucane as co-captains, assuming Smith won't be back.
Oh, no.
Our Finnegan, it's not that hard.
Yes.
Right, Amy.
You need to go back to the nursery rhymes to get it right. That's the learning.
This is how far. We're getting people, we're educating people not to, how to say it and how not to say it.
There was an old man named
Daniel Finnecanny.
He had whiskers on his chin.
Hang on.
The wisps.
And blue.
Better wait for the next, the real name, real pronunciation.
Dale Finnecan.
Begin again.
There we go. So we've got to keep going to that. And as we wrap up, we're pleased to say that from earlier, Tim Watson, he got there in the end.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
It's definitely not.
Hello.
We're becoming a music station.
Is it me you're looking for?
I can see your eyes. Oh, well done,
Pixie. Right, now, to take us to the break.
Hang on, before you do, off the record, it's for Choices Floorings. Watch your lifestyle sale is now on. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today. And the IMAR Tradies Insurance open line remains open. 1300 2355 48. The tradies, mate. But as we go to the break, Pixie.
I'm throwing a little bit of it. The weather, I think, is going to pick up a little bit windy out there. And I haven't heard this for a while. And I know that radar, Andy Marr, doesn't like it all that much when we play this. So I said I'll give him a little lift today. He's a bit of a radar at his best.
I just blew in from the windy city. The
windy
city is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree.
This is Off the Bench for McDonald's, Macca's drive-thru. Fast, safe, contact-free. And for Tyre Power, get your free 5-minute safety check.
Want to win free coffee?